morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening to the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I am here for you during these accelerated times on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in your DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me, as this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do ask you to ask, stick it to one question and then one that's on the top of your mind, thing that, if you only had one chance, what's bugging me the most, so we could get right down to what I call is roll up our sleeves and get right down to the nitty-gritty. And speaking of the nitty-gritty, the format of the show is the first 15 minutes, what I do is I take a topic of the week and I discuss the topic, and the topic of this week is the energies of April, what to expect up in April, and then we open up the phone lines and we're free for you for the next 45 minutes. I'll let you know what's happening. And I do want to know what's happening here at Carrie O'Connor LLC. We're doing a mediumship program, and that is a teleclass, so depending on where you are in the world, you can listen to it, and if you're not available on that Sunday, April 26th, that is going to be televised for 30 days, so you can listen to it over and over and over again. Or it's going to be available on CD in MP3 format. And so we're having our technical upgrade here. And so we're offering a lot of the classes that we've done in the past on CD and MP3 for you to listen to. So I really encourage you to sign up for the free weekly newsletter that keeps you in the now, lets you know what's happening. So we have that coming up, and also starting tomorrow we have the energy vibrational kit, the energy fix wave, vibrational fix with Nicole Whitney. That's starting every single Tuesday for 5 weeks. So for 5 weeks in a row, I will be doing a 1-hour class from 9 p.m. to 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'll be giving you tips and tools so this you could add to your toolbox as far as how to keep your energy field clean. I continuously talk about energy and why is it important to keep our energy clean and what is energy, and science has proven a long time ago that we are all made up of energy, and so it is so important to clear it, to clean it, to recognize ourselves as energetic beings. It's giving you spiritual Windex. Think of it that we know how to clean our windows as far as our windows in our car, our windows outside of our house. And so just think of the clearer your windows are, the more easier your life is. The more it gets rid of the fog, gets rid of the blocks, gets rid of the, it has more flow in your life. And so here you're going to have 5 weeks of tools given to you. And this class is also where Nicole is from News for the Soul. It's a private class, so she's doing it to where she's picking people every single week, and it's not going to be at the regular open format. I'm doing a open format series on the Mastery series, which was extremely popular, which we completed a couple weeks ago, and that is also available on MP3 and CD format, and you get a booklet of information with that. And it was so popular that we are starting another series at the end of the month. So we have a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of this is all of it, actually, is teleclasses. So the beautiful thing about teleclassing is that you could do this from the comfort of your home. You could do it in your pajamas if you want to, and all of this has callback numbers. So if you're not available that day, you can listen to it at a different time, and you can listen to it over and over and over again. And we do get reports back as far as how many people listen to it over and over again, and so it's wonderful because people do use it. They could go right to the attunement part. They could go to this. They missed a piece of information. They could go and listen to it and hear that part, or if some part really resonated with you and you were having a hard time listening to that, it really hit home with you. You could hear it over and over and over again. So all of that, again, is coming up. And so the best thing you could do is sign up for the free newsletter. And I do not sell my list to anybody, so you're not going to get bombarded with all these other things. I do not do that. And so you don't have to worry about all of a sudden getting 15 million emails from everybody else. So the month of April. April is the the first. This week is pretty busy. We started April last week, and this is where we're finishing the Venus is in retrograde. It's ending in this Saturday, and we also have a full moon this Tuesday. And this full moon, think of when we have full moons, it's all about completion. It's all about ending of a cycle. And this moon is even called a seed moon. So think of on Thursday, if you can spend time to mark your calendars, mark it in your head that this is a time for us to review the seeds that we planted the last month that we wanted to come to fruition. So let's say we were looking for a job, relationship, your house to sell. Go and look back and see how much you watered those seeds. Then work for completion. On a full moon, it's a time for us to weed our gardens, weed our field of potential. If we were having a lot of negative experiences, that depletes the water that we're feeding the seeds. It gets a lot of weeds in the garden. And so we want to make sure that we take time to symbolically weed our hopes and dreams, fine-tune what we're trying to manifest in all the directions in our life, and be able to work with the energies instead of working against the energies. And people feel full moons. Full moons are not only about completion. Studies have shown in hospitals where people coming into the hospital because they feel the tides. So we are water beings. We're on a water planet, and so we are absolutely get affected by the tides. The more we are in tune with the planets and the planetary actions, the more we are in flow with life. The Venus in retrograde has a profound effect on us in the last last 6 to 8 weeks when Venus has been in retrograde, and Venus is the planet of love. And so the whole message of the Venus in retrograde is us to redefine what we mean about love and stepping into what unconditional love is and really addressing that for us. Looking back to the messages that we received when we were younger, as far as did we get praise if we were a good boy and a good girl, and that meant we were loved with conditions. And so now, as we are evolving, we're stepping up to that next level of mastery, understanding that we're angels having a human experience here, but the more we understand that, the more we can say, you know what, I'm redefining my structure and infrastructure of what love means to me, and I am taking it place by place, think of it layer by layer, and really clearing out any of those things, any of those messages that were put in our head that could have to do with love with conditions. I love you if you're a good girl. I love you if you're a good boy. I love you if you succeed. I love you if you are successful. I love you if you please me. And so all of those messages make us off balance. This goes back to, what do you love about yourself? How are you in partnership with yourself? Easter's coming up this weekend, so it's all about resurrection, unification, and also unifying a unified field. The more we have a unified field, the more we have that flow. That flow is having the right side and left side of the body talking to each other. So this is where we stand in our strong part of ourself, as far as our divine male part of us is merging with our divine female part of ourself, giving birth to the child's part of ourself. And that child is the child that is free, that is innocent, that is pure love, that is not stepped in holding anchors that hold us back, doesn't allow our history to hold us back. And our history is even 5 minutes ago, an hour ago, never mind 10 years ago or 20 years ago, 40 years ago. A lot of times we're driven consciously or subconsciously by our history, so it limits us. This is when we are being encouraged to love ourselves so much that we are standing in a solid foundation of a fertile ground of Miracle-Grow, where we plant those seeds, we plant our desires, and they come to fruition. And when we don't pay attention to ourselves as energetic beings, that's when we can find ourselves getting feeling frustrated, feeling blocked, having our dreams not come to fruition. Whenever anyone tells me that something's not happened to them, let's say that they have their house on the market. I don't know why I keep on getting a house on the market. So obviously somebody's trying to call and they have houses on their market and they're getting frustrated. I always say to them, first of all, any reader, and this is any reader across the world, we're reading your front fibers, which is where we put our hopes, dreams, and desires. And what a reader does is that they feel, they help you put energy into, clear off, put that spiritual Windex out for, away for, around that, any dust that's gathered around the block that could be blocking the desire from happening. And then we ignite it, and then we see the energy of where people could come in and buy the house, and that's what we want you to concentrate on. Then we pass that ball to you, meaning this is not patriarchal mother, father, God, where somebody, you're handing your energy to somebody else. This is where you get information, then you take the steps. You be proactive and take the steps that was given to you, and the information is within your energy field that any reader is reading. And so I've known so many people that they hear, okay, the house is going to go in 3 months, but they don't do anything else to help it come to fruition. So they're sitting there and wondering what's happening. We have graduated to the status of being proactive, to take responsibility, self-responsibility, and this is not a bad thing where a lot of people think, oh God, another thing on my plate, which is one more thing for me to do. We really want to embrace in the month of April that this is all about us having a self-responsibility and looking at it as not another thing that weighs us down. That this is us about creating a field of potential that's like miracle grow, that we can put our hopes, dreams, and desires down from creating a cup of coffee to a nice dinner, down to our relationship, down to job, money, flow, health, that is in a fertile ground, and we are responsible for that. Only we can make sure that we're standing in that fertile ground by the tips and tools that are given throughout this show and many other places. And so I really encourage you to really take this month of April, really look into how you see yourself as far as your vision, your perception as far as love. Do you love yourself? Do you nurture yourself? Is your garden filled? Do you give more of your energy away than you receive? Are you in balance of giving and receiving? Is your history, is your past scaring you from stepping out into new beginnings? And so the more you do that, the more you live in flow. We're going to take our break, and then we're going to come back to the phone lines. You're listening to Gary O'Connor Show.
How to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now. Go Green at the Go Green Expo, the nation's leading eco-friendly trade show. Learn how to green your business, your home, your kids, and save money on your energy bills. Visit GoGreenExpo.com and learn how to live healthier and help our environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders and celebrities at the Go Green Expo in New York City, April 17th through the 19th at the Hilton. Visit GoGreenExpo.com for details.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Listen up. Do you work in front of a computer more than 1 hour per day? Research shows that poor posture while working in front of the computer can cause the stress response, leading to physical and emotional compromise. So don't forget, every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. For more healthy living tips, visit us at vcwc.net. Once again, vcwc.net.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
And I am Kara Connor, and we're here to take your phone calls because we opened up those phone lines, Benny, didn't we? Why don't we give out that number?
Sure.
It is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, who do we have up?
Sure. We'll start things off with Melissa. She's calling in from Edmonds, and she had a financial question. In fact, we were going to bring her on last week. Unfortunately, we couldn't get her on. It was just show was running just a hair short. So her question was involving around the second mortgage on her home. So, Melissa, welcome to the show.
Yes. Oh, okay. Thank you so much. I'm a single parent. I am in a sales job that I started about a year and a half ago. I was divorced like 4 years ago. In the interim, I've kept my house, paid all my bills, and been quite successful. However, I'm trying to go through a remortgage, a mortgage, and consolidate all of my debt. Yeah. However, every time I get a hold of somebody drops the ball somewhere, and I'm just wondering, I believe in positive energy, and I believe in the flow going the way it's supposed to, if you're open to it. However, I just wonder if there's a block there, if there's something going on that I should be aware of.
Okay, Melissa, very good question, because you did exactly what I talk about, is that the answers are always within the energy field. So if something consistently keeps on happening, then we want to look back as an observer, not beating ourselves up or anything, but just saying, okay, hey, wait a minute. Why does somebody keep on dropping the ball? So explain to me dropping the ball, because when I see the earth, and this is what I'm seeing outside of you, when I see the earth over your right shoulder, that means to me that there's dropping the ball. Some people like miss it, messing up paperwork, not getting hand through. Miss it, like somebody missing deadlines, and all of a sudden you think everything's flowing, and something is like too many synchronistic things happening that are outside of your control. So is some of this happening that has nothing to do with you?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. And I also hear the number 444. So we're in the month of four, which is April. I also see a father coming in as far as a father-in-law's energy, but it feels like an ex-energy, ex-father-in-law, and it comes along with the sign of ex-husband, and it could even be an uncle or an older man as far as, it's not a grandfather, but it's somebody definitely connected to your ex-husband's side, and he's in your corner. Going back to when we go over and have divorces, we're all family. So he just wants to let you know that, and he's giving you the number 444 to say for confirmation for you. What I'm also seeing is over the next, I go to Melissa, when you're 4 years old on your right side, so you're doing what I call the soul retrieval part, and so think of the last one and a half years, you're clearing out energy. So review what the energy history is, the money history of your parents, in particular your father. Go back to what was going on energetically in the household going into security at 4 to 6 years old, on especially again dad's side. Was your father going through a period where rocky road period, or was there a like an energetic hangover there where I'm just seeing an some sort of a symbolic example. When I see an equal sign, it means something similar, where I live in an area where they had EB, Electric Boat, and Pfizer is around, and when I was at a certain age, a lot of people's employee fathers worked there, and there was threatened layoffs, and so all the kids, you could see it in their energy field of who who worked where, because you could see these kids' foundations were all kind of shaky. Something was going on at 4 to 6 years old that on dad's side of the family that is has a shaky foundation. So you're bringing it up to have it get cleared off, and think of this is where I'm seeing that part of it has to do with, again, outside things, but you're bringing it as far as, like, again, paperwork getting split. But this is where it's going to change around in the month of April. So this is where this is, think of it has to all to do with timing and even the ability to get more money. And I'm not seeing hundreds of thousands of dollars more, but an easier, a lower amount as far as interest rate. Something is in your corner, because I'm seeing a maternal grandmother coming in and saying, it's like, by the time it gets, you get into June, everything makes sense as far as why there's been such a struggle with us. So this is where, so again, your journey, especially with this Thursday being a full moon, this is where I would absolutely work with the energies of the moon, so we could do it. If you can't do it on Thursday, remember the energies work a good 3 days before. So today is Monday, so you could be working from the next couple of days to a next couple of days after the after Thursday, where you just sit, have a candle, think of when you're blowing the candle out that you're blowing away anything in any direction of space of time and either side of the family, but particularly fathers, it has to do with restriction, foundation is being shaky, not having a solid foundation, feeling that the matriarchal mother, father, God, government, job, the people that are above us or symbolically above us feels like they could shake our foundation. You're clearing that out of your energetic history, and I keep on going back to the you're a family generational pattern breaker, so this is where you're the bridger and breaker, so you can enter, it's in your energy history. And so just how we know that our genetics, when we go to the doctors, they ask about our medical genetic history, we also very much have an energetic history that profoundly affects us in the money, job, career, relationship department. So think of this as a perfect opportunity going back to the last 4 years, the last 4 months, and into the month of four, so this is April, for you to turn around what seems like the Titanic ship, and then it's time for you to have flow with this, really reviewing the last, again, what was going on. We're 4 to 6 years old, and that there's so the tide is changing, especially when it comes to the month of June. And so when I'm looking at you from 4 months of right now, I'm seeing you in a boat, and it looks like the Titanic ship turns into the love boat. The love boat, I see you driving it. You symbolically have a captain's hat on. You're even going two-two, so there's you have a big smile on your face, and I'm hearing the love boat. And so this involves not only self-love, even could be involving relationship and feeling that flow. So don't give, I'm hearing the song, don't give up on a baby. Things are changing. Work on the right side of the second chakra. I see an energetic cyst on top of it. It looks like there's a, it's as big as like a 3-month-old pregnancy. And so when I see something in the front of somebody, again, it's, think of energetic cysts have to do with old wounds, the personal old wounds. And so you're lancing it right now, and that's going to help get rid of the block. Take your hand, fingers, and trace infinity eights around your hips from the right side to the left side. You're taking and reconnecting the communication between the right side and left side of the body, especially in the physical body. So you're doing all the light things, Melissa. Now it's being able to have it come into the fruition into in the physical body. So think of, we clear the spiritual body, the emotional body, the mental body, and now you're containing, I'm seeing like a catcher meant that you're having it happen in the physical body, and this is the month for it to happen. Okay, so over the next 4 months in particular, and so it's good. It's not only going to work out, but really, again, work on this third chakra. Do something that has to do with you feel completion. Look at the history as far as money history, in particular on dad's side. Go to that 4 to 5 year or 6 year old right now. I'm showing her a solid foundation that's on bamboo. Think of bamboo as about abundance. It has flexibility, but it has it's sturdy. It's good for the earth. So think of that's all about clean expansion, allowing expansion. And again, you're turning what seems symbolically like the Titanic. So think of that as emotions, past pain, even past life hangovers, and you're getting into the captain of your own ship, and the love boat is a wonderful thing, because that's love, self-love, and attracting love, unconditional love in all the parts, and that's what comes back, reflecting back to you, okay?
Thank you so much. That
you're
was
welcome,
awesome.
Hon. You're welcome. Keep up the good work, all right?
Cool. Thanks, Melissa, for calling in. That leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I think Carrie will maybe get started with David. He's looks like he's needing some more help getting broken through with some issues he's going through, or he needs some help breaking through those issues, I should say. So, David, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Benny. I had a great month of March, feeling like I was breaking through in terms of spending a lot of time with meditation. It was really all I had left to try, and I feel like I just slid a little back when I got getting started again. So I was just wondering if I got a little too tied up in the residual difficulties, maybe.
Okay. You know what, David, what I see that really got hit you big time, and this is what I have been reminding people, especially since the year 208, what kind of hit made you feel like backwards of the residual energy is Venus is in retrograde. So think of the timing that you're talking about right in March, and for the last 4 weeks, April, Venus has been in retrograde. So think of part of that has your body saying, oh, good, yes, let me go through here. Let me go through. And I see a small combing out any residual energies that has to do with love, conditional love. What does love mean? Redefining love, being able to really be an open book as far as the energy of love and allowing you to recalibrate your energy field as far as you standing on a solid foundation of what love means for David and understanding that we are all love. Love is our nature. Love is each and every single one of our names. As we tune into that station and stand in a solid foundation of that and understand and know, not hope, we're turning into beings. We're graduating from I hope to I know to I be. I am and I be. And the state of love, and that's what I see that you're graduating down to as far as that state of beingness and knowing that you are a unique signature of love. Love is all of our names, and again, we all have our own unique signature with it. It's like a part of the grand masterpiece, that creator source is a big song. We all have a note, we all have our key, so you're fine-tuning your key, your note of what your love signature is, and as you do this, and especially, again, the more we evolve, the more we're becoming very sensitive to the planetary actions. We cannot not recognize that the planets have a profound effect with us because we're all connected and interconnected. So if this is breaking in Saturday, this Saturday is going to stop being in retrograde, meaning that it's going to really make you feel like you're stepping, instead of like a stalled engine, all of a sudden it's going to feel like you're your engine running again. So part of the whole thing of stepping backwards, that residual energy has to do with the actions of planet of Venus in retrograde. So you're going to start feeling again that your pilot light's back on again. I'd work with literally I'm putting the energy of a white blue light in the root chakra and having it go right up to the 12 chakras. And that white blue is all about transforming. Pilot light's about starting the flame, starting the engine right to the root of matters. And then I hear again engines that are like, I hear gentlemen, start your engines. And so there's a real part of feeling your much more in the driver's seat, and so you're going to really be able to feel that. And again, recognize that full moon on Thursday, and that's going to really help you too, okay?
Thanks, Carrie.
All right, bye-bye. And we're going to our break, and we will be back for you in a few short minutes. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
With the changing economy, how will you take care of your health without breaking the bank or adding more hassle to your busy life? Best-selling author Kat James's Transformational Orientation Seminars could be the free ticket you're looking for. During these free evening phone sessions, Kat will answer your inside-out health or beauty question live and present the principles of her acclaimed Total Transformation programs and best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty. Find out if Kat's renowned approach could transform your looks and life as you enjoy the call from comfort from your own home. With zero investment or obligation, you'll hear Kat tell her incredible story of transformation live, as well as other inspiring success stories. Get the latest health news, recipes, and lifestyle strategies. Enjoy exclusive discounts on Kat's programs. You'll even have a chance to win an 8-week full curriculum teleprogram valued at $600. Visit thekatjamesshow.com to register for Kat's free transformation orientation seminar today.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations were given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit performancevelocity.com and start getting results now.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and I want to help you become financially free. Go to my website, SecretsOfTheMillionaireInside.com, and you'll find my book that just became a bestseller, Passing Up Susie Orman and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when you buy my book today, you're going to get 4 ebooks, all for the price of one. Plus, I'm going to throw in 6 CD downloads absolutely free when you buy my book today. Go to my website, SecretsOfTheMillionaireInside.com. SecretsOfTheMillionaireInside.com.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to the Kara Conner Show. And that's what you're listening to, the Kara Conner Show. And for any kind of contact information, I'd really encourage you to, any kind of questions, making appointments, because I'm just giving you snippets of a reading, and I read anything from a past life to medical intuition to what's coming up in the future to I do balancings. I do pretty much it all, everything from A to Z is what I call myself, the psychic of A, reading A to Z. So any kind of contact information, the website has a lot of it, and we talk about the upcoming events, but I do private sessions down from 15-minute sessions, if you just have a few quick questions that you want to get in and get answered, down to an hour and a half session. So any of that kind of information, you can email union1111@yahoo.com or always give us a jingle. We're always happy to answer, and that number is 860-887-1201. Again, 860-887-1201. And you could always ask any kind of information. So, David, big on, we're just thinking the last caller. Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines?
Sounds good, and you can call me whatever you want, Carrie.
All right.
It doesn't matter to me. We've got Sandra on the line. She's calling in from Seattle. She recently had a death in the family, so we're sorry to hear about that. She wants to know if you see anything in regards or around the death. So, Sandra, welcome to the Carrie O'Conner Show.
Hi, Carrie. Thank you for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
And
Go ahead.
Oh, don't worry. I mean, you know, there's no loss. It's just on the other side. Or they are.
Right.
Yeah, I want to know if the person or anybody over on the other side has anything to say.
Okay.
So
the first thing I'm seeing is that first person that comes in is not the person that crossed over. It's your maternal grandmother. And especially when somebody just crosses over, sometimes people could come in really, really fast. And other times when I see this sign of it's actually, it's a very distinct sign. I see a bathtub that they have the, like those old-fashioned bathtubs that are very, very deep, where somebody comes in and it's a bubble bath and it has a lot of water, and they have the, Benny, help me out here. Those claw kind of...
legs, yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
When I see that symbol, it's very significant. Meaning when the person goes over, they go into a place of rejuvenating. They go into, think of Calgon, take me away.
Yeah.
That there's, you know, and especially when I see a lot of white water with that, that means I'm transforming right now. I'm okay. Think of symbolically getting my paperwork in. And also I'm hearing hummingbirds. And so when I see the grandmother coming in, maternal in particular, as the speaker for the person, it's like she comes in as far as a guide to you, as far as is very happy of the work that she's done over there, because I'm seeing lemon pits. And so when I see seeds of lemons, that's where grandma felt like, why do bad things happen to good people, and why does sometimes you get the pits in life? You know what I mean? And so she's all about, if you get lemons, make lemonade, and she's in your corner as far as helping you out. And so she's, again, think of the speaker of the individual, and we're all family over there, so this could be a very good friend of yours that she never met, and she is saying, I still can talk about this person. And so pay attention, because she's showing me, again, the number 888, and I also want to recognize it's August's birthday anniversary when someone crosses over. And I'm also seeing as far as tidying up paperwork, and I'm also seeing having a set, it's interesting because I'm just getting this person crossed over, and I just heard the word Joe, or and I want to recognize the name Joseph, and I feel like I'm going to a middle name met by Joe. And is the individual's father also crossed over too?
Yes.
Yes, and was there a long distance or something? I'm seeing a heart that has thorns around it. So that means to me, prickly relationship, that the person held their cards close to the chest, that they weren't one that was warm and prickly, warm and fuzzy. And so when they went over there and they saw the father and they looked like a saint, it was like being very surprised. Could have walked right by. Was shocked at the father in particular's energy. And again, there's some sort of distance, and that's a time distance, a emotional distance. And so imagine going over, and when I see what another symbol of mine is Robin Williams, When Dreams Come True, that means it's me. That whole movie was about whatever he thought about, he went there. So he jumped from one place to another place to another place. People transformed in front of him, and the people that was guiding him end up being an old teacher of him that went medical school. So it's like an unbelievable, and I know you know this as far as the dimension over there. They're not here in physical form, and how fast they get their paperwork in is totally up to them. But the biggest thing is everyone's in peace of mind. They're taking it, I think of just the... just totally Calgon taking me away is like, I'm so glad of being out of that restraint of my physical body, because when we start going out there, if you remember hearing stories of near-death experiences, the first thing people talk about is how they feel. And so think again, and I'm seeing him giving you a hummingbird, and also I want to recognize a brother-brother connection here as far as he's calling out to the brother. So he wants to recognize, and I feel it's the living brother connected to you. And also I see that small iron boards, or like irons, that means everything gets ironed out, and especially from now to August. I see you, Sandra, as the bridger, as the person who helps bridge, like, sides of the family and friends, that every, like, getting messages and having people get the ideas that messages come in all different ways as far as numbers, smells, and birds. And so, and that you, people go to you, and that you become the Johnny Appleseeder, meaning that you have people connect the dots, bridge a message to a bird tapping at the window and somebody thinking it's really
words. Yeah, I understand. I understand.
And so that this is where it's like your... It's like a great period for you to take in that. It's an honor to be the bridger, Sandra, right? And so this is where you take the queen hat as far as being the bridger. And also, is your father also crossed over?
Yes.
Okay, because he's also, and why is he showing me the king, the queen of, also a thorn hat? And so whenever I see the thorns around, like Jesus with the thorns with the movie The Passion, that thorn symbol shows me as far as where life, again, felt like there was suffering here, or sometimes we have to suffer through life, and that this is all about that we don't have to suffer. And again, family generational pattern breaker bridger. And so this is where I'm seeing you taking your symbolic hat and having a queen's hat. So that's all about entitlement. And again, especially from now to August, as far as have it teaching, bridging, helping, entitlement, having people recognize signs, not only about death, we just went from one dimension to another, living in the now. See, whenever I see 911.
I understand that.
All right, good. So think of that the person is totally not only getting their paperwork in there, but they're fine, and also when I see paperwork, ironing things out, it's like helping.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm not worried about where she is or, you know, where she's going to go. I was wondering, did she have anything to say? I'm in the midst of needing like a one-liner or something. I don't want to go, you know, I don't want to give it away, but you're not, she's not directly saying something, not about her, not about me, not about spirit, not about transition, not about anything, just about like something
like
that
when
needs
you guys
to be
have
done.
Keywords, I will give you a keyword that says,
"Thank you.
I'm okay," and it's going to be that, like hummingbirds of this. Just to, she, my, you know what I mean. Just think of sometimes when I see the bath thing, it's like I understand what you're saying. I feel your frustration with me right now. She's saying I'm okay, and so what she's also saying is when I, John Edwards and his mom had a very good relationship. It took them 10 years to get that sign. When they step out of it, they. It's not about those words, those packs that we say, you know what I mean, as far as the liners that let you know that they're okay, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like she's not only being doing more okay than okay, she's just like, it's when I see this sign of Robin Williams, it is like I am blown away by this, and it's like those words seem nothing, like the John Edwards thing was guiding light was the key, you know what I mean? So we concentrate on that, and then that actually makes us very much, it blocks out the other messages, you know what I mean? It's like we are sitting there waiting for that one-liner, having to have that one-liner, that special words, and as soon as they go over there, they realize how limiting that could actually be, that it's like mind blowing as far as the whole experience. So,
and I wanted to say I'm not frustrated with you at all, and I know I'm a little short with people, and I don't mean to be at
okay.
all.
Okay, well,
I apologize.
I'm really saying it for everybody because I had this one woman whose husband, a brother, died, and they had a pact, and she went from psychic to psychic to psychic, and that this brother's job was then not to say this word, and so she went over around and around and around, and she was mourning, and it was 15 years, 20 years, because they did not, nobody came up with the word. And the first thing I said to her is the brother said he's not saying the words because it's so much different. The words, that's a humanized way where we want to do stuff in the human form, and that he realized how much that it was going to help her and everybody around them too, as far as not saying the certain key words, right? Because of the amazement of how many things are different. You know what I mean? So that's
right.
Where the biggest message as far as for everybody, Sandra, as far as how much she is emphasizing that again, this is a great period, and for you personally, as far as through now to August, and again, whenever, because she keeps on showing me with a lot of, and even when you're saying that you're not short with me, you're just, you could be short with people, that goes back into the whole crown of thorns, and so that's like a part of feeling like life has to do with, like, again, prickly, or that we could have a defense mechanism that's passed down like that as far as being prickly, and that this is where she is there to do the best thing that she could ever do, and that goes step into the crown of entitlement. And so that's where then we don't have to have defense mechanisms that can seem short, okay?
Okay, great.
Right.
Well, you
so,
have a fantastic day, and I really appreciate your program.
Okay, all right. Thanks a lot, Sandra. Have a good day.
Bellagenza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bellagenza is proud to be the first and original in this category. A line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, give great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bellagenza's products are good for you and the environment. Bellagenza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Bellagenza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit Bellagenza.com. That's BELEGENZA.com.
Hi, I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. For weeks, you've heard me stress the importance of probiotics to your health and beauty transformation plan. Healthy inner ecology gives new meaning to the term inner beauty and is critical to your digestion, looks, and immune health. How do you get your inner ecology humming? Start with a quality daily probiotic to balance your good versus bad bacteria. My favorite, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's fermented for 3 years using 12 strains of living bacteria, including the powerful TH10 strain. It even helps your body produce its own unique strains of good bacteria. I've recommended Dr. O'Hara's for years and seen some amazing benefits in myself and in my program attendees who use it daily. Take your inner beauty to the next level. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus today at Vitamin Shoppe and other health stores or online at probiotics12.com.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to make sure you don't miss the final event in the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Join Don Miguel Ruiz, international best-selling author of The Four Agreements, on April 24th at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle. Go to thedrpatshow.com under the Featured Events section for more information and to purchase your tickets now. Don't miss this opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more details.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and you're listening to Carrie O'Connor. And I'll be with you to the top of the hour, and this is the show where we focus on self-empowerment and divine guidance. And so, Benny, why don't we go to the phone lines and do just that?
Yeah, sounds like a planorama. That'd be the newest lingo of what the kids are talking about these days. At least that's what I'm coming up with. Cheryl from Tacoma's calling in. She has a husband who's in the music career, and it's taking off. He also has a CD out, too. We should probably give him a plug when convenient. But, you know, she's going through some situations on what to do at the moment. So, Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Cheryl. So how are you?
Hi. I'm doing okay. I was wondering if I could be helping my husband more, or does he even need help with what he's doing and whether he's making good connections or not?
Okay. What I'm seeing, Cheryl, sometimes the biggest help that we could be doing for our spouses is when I hear in your corner, and I see somebody with their arms wide open and that they're standing right in front of you and you're backing them up. It's like that right now you're in their corner, physically, mentally, emotionally. You are backing them up. That's the most support that is beyond the physical support, especially when somebody, you're allowing him to have a solid foundation, especially when I see a fire, firecracker, and then I see a rocket ship over from now till August, September, standing right on the right side of his energy field. So that's not only taking off fast, rocket ship is fast, that goes to the upper atmospheres, all of those kind of symbols, all of those are really, really good signs. And so then it goes back to our foundational energies. And so this is when you can absolutely be doing what I call like the nitty-gritty work that we do with our spouses and our children and our people when they're taking off. And this is so important. It's like it can make or break things energetically, meaning looking at the energetic components of this, meaning having the support, having where he has a solid foundation. And this also involves you. It's not all about him, that you're have it creating that heat. We all need to know, and I don't like when I use the word need, but there's a subconscious pattern within us as far as our part of survival, our need to survival, that we have our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional needs met, that we can go and create and be creative, where the child in us, which I refer to the wounded child, does not have to have our subconsciously worry about security. And so we all have to have a roof over our head, food, mouth, in our mouth, and having that kind of security stuff. When we have that, what I call like safety blankets or security blankets behind us, then it allows us to be the creative individuals that we all are. We all are have our own piece of creator aspect in us, which wants to come out and be able to express itself. So think of that sacred work as far as holding that space for another individual as they can be taking off, and that does not come to out as far as it doesn't get translated a lot as far as dollars and cents or as far as time. So think of the biggest thing that you are doing and going to continue to do, especially from now till August as he continues to take off, is being the grounding force behind him, of being the ear when he needs the ear, being the foundation when he needs the foundation, that you guys are into it, in this together, that he might be on this stage or singing or that kind of thing, but you are very much, again, very much part of this. This is a team effort. It's like, think of any kind of performer, even down to a teacher, anybody. The backup team is the behind the curtains of a performance, that everyone knows that those people are critical. Even as far as my assistants are very important for me. It allows me to do what I love to do, create, be able to help, to bridge, and that's their part that they love to do, is be able to do the backup part. So we all have our pieces and parts, and yours is, again, very important, because especially with his energy, you know how to tone and tune right into his the part where he could feel shaky, feel vulnerable. It's like you recognize the child with him and that wounded child, and you're able to give him that support. And that is a sacred job, to be able to, again, identify that child within him and to be able to give him that support, and that he could lean on you, and he knows that you're in his corner. All of that, we all look for that person that's in our corner, that we know that that they have our back, then allows us to stay in the now and then be able to co-create and create like a master that we're able to do. So again, when I see a taking off that ends up being a rocket ship, that's your real expansion, and that expansion is very quick and it can happen very fast. I just saw James Ray, and I know he wrote The Secret, and he went on to Oprah, and everyone said to him, well, after Oprah, you've had success on The Secret, and now you're on Oprah, and you know, isn't that great for you? And then he said, I had, the stress of success, where he said overnight or over the weekend, he had to go out and quadruple his staff, get new phones. His computers were crashing, and some people said, oh, isn't that too bad that you have that much success, that you had to get all that happen, but that is a lot of stress. That's a tremendous amount of stress to all of a sudden have to be able to do all those things too. So why I'm sharing that, there's something similar, and even with the name, just keeping James and Ray, Jamie and Ray Raymond, because there is it's all about foundation and foundational energy, and for us to be able to have a solid foundation as we're expanding. And when we expand, it's a wonderful thing. We're expanding out, we're doing what we love, loving what we're doing, and it all goes down to our foundation. It's like the oak tree. The more the tree is rooted into the ground, the more that we're able to expand. If we have shaky foundations, then it's hard for us to expand. So you're the oak, you're the roots. You are able to help him, and especially as he goes out and has those roots and expands even further. So it's a team deal here, and remember that. It's part of a team. You guys are part of a team, and very much part of a team, because there's a part where I see that he doesn't let a lot of people in on that inner the inner part of him. He gets his cards close to his chest in a lot of aspects. We all could talk, blah, 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 and I'm talking about the real part that gets real personal, really, but beside that, he lets you in. So this is where that is a very sacred job, and it's very much where it's part of the partnership. It's part of what you guys are here to do, and I'm also seeing that this spills over, especially when it gets into September and over to the rest of the year, of where that's all like energetic support that might not be as out in the physical right now, but when it gets into September, it's more singular defined of where you could help physically as far as, databases, gathering that kind of information or doing like technical stuff that, again, further supports him, helps with helping with like details, the detail kind of deal. And even as far as I see a calendar out, as far as where to go if he's touring or going to different places, doing the demographics, seeing the ages, kind of like doing that kind of computer work that's very easy, doing the like Google searching, all of those kind of things. And so I see you doing that more towards September into January than right now. And again, right now, it is a real important part to do that energetic support, which, again, is so sacred. It is such a wonderful thing to do that, because you're creating the foundation for both of you. So this is not only about him. He might be out singing and having him take it off, but it's all the people behind him. Just think, I see of when people are in the red carpet and they're doing the Emmys and they're thanking those people that we might not know the names, but they're very important. So that's what you're doing right now. Okay?
Yeah, and he tells me that too.
All right, very good. So you keep up the good work. And again, it's going to spill over to physical stuff when you get into September, but keep on doing what you're doing. And you're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and I will be back next week at the same time. And may you align with the divine.